And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 21st day of May for 2019. A little bit of rain outside the KVGC studios. That winter weather advisory for the Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet will remain in effect until about 11 o'clock tonight. Now, according to the National Weather Service, total snow accumulations will range from 3 to 18 inches above 5,000 feet today. Winds will continue to gust up to 45 miles an hour. We're going to check in with JD in just a second for the latest road conditions. Now, these conditions should improve by later on tonight with only a few lingering snow showers off and on throughout the week, but with little or no snow accumulations. JD, what do you have for us in the way of road conditions, chain requirements as of now?
Yeah, you know what? No incidents, but we do have chains on Highway 88 and on Highway 4. On Highway 4, R1, chains or snow tires, Tamarack, up to the Mount Reba turnoff. And then on Highway 88, we have R1, chains or snow tires, as low as Cook's Station here this morning. Cook's to Hams. And then from that point, Hams up to Pickett's Junction. You're looking at R2, which is chains on all vehicles except four-wheel drive with snow tires on all four. Again, that starts at Hams up to Pickett's Junction. But before that, R1, Cook's up to Hams. Well, Tuesday and Wednesday of last week, busy days for the Calaveras Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Team. On Tuesday, team members served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at a residence on Highway 26 in Glencoe. Investigators located two greenhouses set up for growing marijuana, each approximately 30 feet by 100 feet. Deputies seized 424 marijuana plants, 61 pounds of processed marijuana. Luke Cam of Glencoe arrested on scene and booked into the Calaveras County Jail, charged with illegal marijuana cultivation, maintaining a drug house, and criminal conspiracy. His bail set at $30,000. Now, he was also booked on a felony warrant out of Stockton, and that warrant for similar charges. Now, this is the second search warrant served at the property in the past year. In October of 2018, an illegal marijuana cultivation operation located on the same property where hundreds of plants and pounds of marijuana were seized. Then on Wednesday, members of the Calaveras Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation at another residence, this time on Costa Road near Calaveritas. Investigators located two greenhouses, each approximately 30 by 100, and a large metal shop set up for growing marijuana. In this raid, deputies seized 2,412 marijuana plants, 184 pounds of processed marijuana. Now, no suspects were found at the location. Calaveras Code Enforcement requested to respond to both locations due to multiple county code violations, including dangerous, unpermitted electrical work and illegal wiring in the dry grass, causing fire hazards. Now, the Calaveras Sheriff Office encourages anyone with info on illegal marijuana cultivation or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call their marijuana tip line at 754-6870.
And the Sunner Creek City Council continued its work on updating the city's general plan. During their meeting last night, the council continued revisions to the current general plan, which serves as the basic law of the city, setting policy in a wide range of subjects from public safety to land use. The city has been working on its current update with several interruptions since 2011. After taking comments from the public, organizations such as the Foothill Conservancy and council members, a number of additional changes have been made, including a move away from a historic preservation district and to the preservation of individual buildings and other structures, and more forceful language where should is replaced with shall to make policies mandates rather than suggestions. The city will also be updating its land use map as part of that process. The general plan will make at least one more appearance before the council before its final adoption. The council also discussed the possibility of raising the city's transient occupancy tax last night from its current 10% up to 12%. The tax is charged to hotel room stays in the city. If the council wanted to increase the tax, it would need to put it before the city's voters during the next general election, which will be held in November of 2020.
And some of Amador County's finest honored this past Saturday by the American Legion Ambulance during the annual First Responders Appreciation Dinner and Awards Night. Now, Amador Sheriff Deputy Casey Wilson named Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. Sheriff Sergeant Adela Place honored as Correctional Officer of the Year. Janelle Leone, Dispatcher of the Year. Carla Halford, Search and Rescue Member of the Year. Now, many other first responders and hospital staff were recognized throughout the evening for their contributions to the community and for their service.
And due to the inclement weather and soggy state of Chausse Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park, the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians have decided to move the 6th annual Chausse Day celebration into the Grand Oak Ballroom at Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort. The 2 days will continue to be filled with Native American traditions, cuisine, and crafts. The 2-day event will run this Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Now, admission is free and open to the public. The damp weather will not dampen the fun, so come on out that Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. 6th annual Chausse Day celebration, again moved to the Grand Oak Ballroom, but it will continue to be filled with Native American traditions, cuisine, and crafts.
And 13-year-old Logan Bush and his frog, the Webbed One, took home first place with a jump 18 feet 6 inches at this year's International Frog Jump, the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Now, his twin sister Madison and her frog, Jumping Jack Splash, ended up second with a jump just over 18 feet 4 inches. Now, the twins found their winning frogs in an area near the Gustine Los Banos region and say they'll release the frogs back into the wild later this week. Now, Rosie the Ribbiter's 33-year-old record, 21 feet 5 and 3 quarter inches, will stand for another year. The International Frog Jump, always one of the highlights of the county fair.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.